Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 512, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, nice looking Wednesday afternoon. We're going to get into these stock markets in just a few minutes here. Down in EME, by the way, at 39,669, S&P at 5,276, NASDAQ at 16,307. We'll talk about that one. Of course, we'll get into a lot of the top trending stories, but let's go ahead and do the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, the Escambia Tourism Development Council chipping in $2 million on a proposed football stadium over at UWF. We'll be talking about that coming up this hour. Also, Florida Power and Light's potential rate increase. Well, that request is now in the hands of state regulators. The increase would have the average customer paying $100 to $200 more annually by 2029. A scheduled hearing is set in Pensacola Thursday, June 5th, 6 p.m. on the PSC campus in the Hagler Auditorium Building 2A. And Santa Rosa County conducting a waste tire amnesty day. This will happen Saturday, April 26th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Landfill in Milton. The annual event allows residents to dispose of old tires without a charge. Residents must provide a photo ID as proof of residency. You need some more information about it? Give them a call, 850-981-7135.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, the man who oversees the Hope Florida Foundation does admit that mistakes were made. Chairman Joshua Hayes testified before a House subcommittee in Tallahassee yesterday. He says the foundation didn't file tax forms, improperly approved grants, and broke state open meetings laws. Hayes blames the problems on a lack of staffing and also says that the foundation's board will meet tomorrow to fix what he calls deficiencies. First Lady Casey DeSantis started Hope Florida to help get people off welfare.
Yeah, you know, they were looking to get some exposure on this program. Well, they got it. they really did get the exposure on, and it has not silenced yet. So we're all over that story for you as well this afternoon. An iconic sports car seized by FHP in tandem with the Drug Enforcement Agency is now in play. I got a chance to see this new Corvette Stingray FHP's. Right. It looks like something out of a space movie. This car is absolutely amazing. Here's Fox's CJ Papa.
It may not be a little red Corvette since it sports the black and tan of the Florida Highway Patrol as well as its logo on the doors. The department posting on Facebook the 2023 Corvette C8 Stingray was not purchased with state funds. The sleek-looking vehicle features an 8-speed dual-clutch transmission, a rear-wheel drive system, and can accelerate from 0 to 60 miles an hour in under 3 seconds. FHP says the Stingray will support the Sunshine State's road safety initiatives of keeping roadways and highways safe and will often be seen at various educational outreach events. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And the Florida House passed a bill known as House Bill 949 aimed at keeping students off cell phones during the school day. The bill expands existing laws that prohibit wireless devices being used during instructional time. Sponsor Demi Busada emphasized that cell phones distract students and contribute to bullying, while local representative Michelle Salzman expressed that students should not have phones at any time.
Well, just maybe if they can get this thing figured out, maybe I could figure it out how to get the kids not to bring the phones at the dinner table. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm guilty of that. Not like in more formal areas, but yeah, if I'm at Chili's, dude, my phone's out.
Not my kids. No. They take the big wrath at that point. Okay, a potentially busy wildfire season underway. I just can't stand it. The telephone thing, it's disrupting and basically pretty rude. Currently, there are 62 wildfires burning in Florida. The National Weather Service has not issued any red flag warnings as of today. However, very low humidity combined with dry soil and vegetation, creating an elevated fire danger.
And the Florida Senate passed the Department of Agriculture's agency bill, Senate Bill 700, along partisan lines after debate on public water systems. Democrats criticized the removal of proven fluoride, likening it to anti-vax theories, but their concerns did not sway Republicans. Democratic Senator Tina Pawlowski warned of potential harm to constituents, while Republican sponsor Senator Keith Trueno stated that the bill focuses on future delivery methods for medicines and vaccines, not specifically fluoride.
Okay, our text line is 850-437-1620. I'm just wondering, what is your thoughts about bringing a phone to the dinner table or to a restaurant, things like that. Am I wrong in believing that that's just not the place?
No.
All right. Anyway, curious to see what some of your comments might be here. Florida could see really its first sanctioned black bear hunt in nearly a decade. FWC is now considering new proposals to manage the bear population. Officials are drafting plans for a potential hunt in December. The agency is now collecting online public comments available for public review by May 7th. The next FWC meeting coming up May 21st, 22nd, down in Ocala, Florida.
And Attorney General James Uthmeyer issuing a subpoena to gaming platform Roblox, seeking information on the company's marketing practices towards children, age verification methods, and chat room moderation policies. This comes amid increasing concerns about young users' exposure to harmful content and potential interactions with predators on the platform.
518 News Radio 92.3, a convicted serial killer set to be put to death next month in Stuart, Florida. Ted Linder has more for us.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a death warrant for Glenn Edward Rogers, a convicted serial killer linked to murders in both Florida and California. Rogers, who's now 62, is scheduled to be executed by lethal injection on May 15th at Florida State Prison. He was sentenced to death for the 1995 murder of Tina Marie Cribbs near Tampa and also convicted in California for killing Sandra Gallagher the same year. Rogers suspected in several other killings nationwide. His execution would be Florida's fifth this year. Ted Linder, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Roads kind of looking worse than usual here. Got some backups on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some issues on North Davis Highway. This is going to be as you're passing UWF's main entrance right when you're about to merge with Scenic heading into Pace. Be on the lookout for that. And those are just some of the worst looking areas right now. As for the weather, it's 72 degrees. Low of 55 tonight. Since it's already 518, we'll go ahead and take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return in just a few minutes, we'll get some of the biggest stories happening across your nation today.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
It's okay to be angry. Godly parents should be lovingly angry with their children when they make sinful choices. Christian citizens should be righteously indignant over the rapidly increasing carnality of our country. Individuals should be personally angry when we do things that we know we shouldn't. Anger is often a right and God-honoring response, but anger can quickly accelerate into sin and into opportunities for the devil. Ephesians 4 instructs us to be angry, but sin not, neither give place or opportunity to the devil. Anger can easily become unrighteous and self-glorifying. Beware of sinful anger, because that's where the devil can get a foothold and ruin your marriage, destroy your relationships with your children, and wreak relational havoc of various types. So as much as possible, be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Pensacola Navy Days, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union and the Pensacola Ice Flyers. The Night at the Museum Gala is back at the Naval Aviation Museum on Friday, May 9th, and presented by Pennair Federal Credit Union. Your ticket includes cocktails, dinner from Classic City Catering, and an evening of music under the planes. Mayor D.C. Reeves will give the keynote address. Early bird tickets are $120. Tickets for this black tie gala will go fast. Get yours today at PensacolaNavyDays.com. That's PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. This Friday at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
What up, fellow Gen Xers? Elizabeth Banks here. As the original latchkey kids, we took things into our own hands, like house keys and video game controllers. And now it's time for us to do it again, because the recommended age to get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. We're at over 6 times greater risk compared to adults under 50. So go to VaxAssist.com and schedule. Gen X, this is our shot. Sponsored by Pfizer.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
All righty, first up here, we got California suing President Trump over his sweeping global tariffs. Governor Gavin Newsom says the tariffs are wreaking chaos on California families, businesses, and the economy. The lawsuit argues the president does not have the authority to impose tariffs without approval from Congress. California is the world's fifth largest economy and could lose billions to tariffs imposed by the White House.
All right, stocks ending down today after the Fed chair said the president's tariffs could push inflation higher than originally thought. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks finishing sharply lower amid rising trade tensions and hawkish comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Tech was the worst performing sector today, weighing on the tech-heavy NASDAQ. Shares of chip-making giant NVIDIA fell 7% after warning of steep charges from U.S. curbs on its chip imports to China. NVIDIA expects to take a $5.5 billion hit because of the new restrictions, while fellow chipmaker Advanced Micro Devices said it expects to take an $800 million hit. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Travelers, and Chevron. The Dow decliners, NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Amgen. The Dow falling 700 points, the NASDAQ lower by 516, S&P 500 down 121. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And former President Obama says Harvard University has set an example for other higher ed institutions. The nation's 44th president took to social media this week to praise Harvard, even as President Trump is threatening to strip the Ivy League school of its tax-exempt status. Trump's threat came a day after Harvard President Alan Garber rejected the administration's demands to overhaul its policies or lose academic grants.
Okay, the Commerce Department says retail sales increased 1.4%. This was in the month of March, exceeding expectations as American retailers continue to rely heavily on China for their business. Here's Jerry Willis.
20% of Target's cost of goods sold is from China. For Walmart, it's 15%. Both companies say they're trying to reduce reliance on China, but admit it's still a major source of products. Similar story for home improvement store Home Depot. 25% of cost of goods sold at Lowe's, it's 20%. Now, listen to this. Even specialty stores buy into this. Best Buy, 55%. Dick's Sporting Goods, 25% of what it spends goes to bring products from China to the U.S. Overall, it's hard for outsiders to track China purchases because of transshipments. Analysts say products could be made in China but sent to other countries for finishing touches.
And Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson comparing President Trump's threats of cutting federal funding to the city to terrorism. The mayor on Tuesday said he's open to talking with the president, but he won't, as he put it, negotiate with terrorists or kiss the ring. The mayor's comments come after Trump said he was going to move to get cities with sanctuary policies for immigrants stripped of all federal aid.
526, News Radio 92.3, federal tax filing system could be axed by the Trump administration. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
The IRS Direct File program launched during the Biden administration, but sources tell the Associated Press the Trump administration plans to eliminate the electronic filing system. The program is intended to make it easier to file taxes, but Republican lawmakers argue it's an unnecessary government expense since free tax filing programs already exist. The IRS says it accepted returns from about 141,000 individuals last year using direct file in the 12 states where it was available. It expanded to additional states this year, but it is not yet clear how many taxpayers used direct file. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And a federal judge says White House officials could face potential contempt prosecution. Judge James Boasberg wants to know why the Department of Justice did not turn around the deportation planes of hundreds of alleged Venezuelan gang members to El Salvador mid-flight. The White House says the order was oral and not written and was not valid. The Supreme Court lifted Boasberg's temporary ban on deportations, and the issue appeared to be over, but now Boasberg has given the DOJ a deadline to explain the flights.
News Radio 92.3, another member of Pentagon leadership placed on administrative leave here today. Ryan Schmeltz has details from the Pentagon.
The Defense Department's Deputy Chief of Staff Darren Selnick is the second Pentagon official to be placed on leave, according to a senior U.S. official. Selnick is under investigation in the same probe that led to Secretary Pete Hegseth aide Dan Caldwell being escorted out of the Pentagon. Reuters reported Caldwell was placed on leave for an unauthorized disclosure that stems from an investigation into leaked documents. The investigation comes after a memo from DOD Chief of Staff Joe Casper in March, following a New York Times story detailing plans to allow Elon Musk into a meeting about future China war plans. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And I just mentioned El Salvador a moment ago. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen says El Salvador denied his request to speak or meet with the Maryland man mistakenly deported to the country. The Democrat traveled to El Salvador today to try to secure the return of Kilmar Obrego Garcia. The Department of Justice has said that he was in the country illegally and a member of the MS-13 gang, but Van Hollen said that the vice president of El Salvador told him the government doesn't have information linking him to the gang.
I guess not. Wouldn't mind carrying the vice president's suitcases. Vice President J.D. Vance traveling abroad next week with plans to stop in Italy and India. Fox's Grinnell Scott has the itinerary.
The vice president and second lady Usha Vance will travel first to Rome to meet with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. A meeting with the Vatican Secretary of State is also on the schedule. From there, the Vances travel to India, where Mrs. Vance's ancestry has been traced back to. Among the vice president's meetings is one with the nation's prime minister, Narendra Modi. There are also stops in New Delhi and Agra planned, along with some cultural engagement. This will mark the vice president's third trip abroad since taking office. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And the NAACP suing the Department of Education over efforts to eliminate DEI initiatives in schools. The federal suit argues that the government's moves are discriminatory and unconstitutional and have a chilling impact on efforts to make sure black students are given equal educational opportunities. The suit filed Tuesday mentioned schools like Brown and Harvard, which have seen federal funding freezes over DEI initiatives and other policies.
Okay, Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer responded to Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer's threat of removing him from office if the city and the Orlando Police Department did not comply with the 2019 immigration enforcement law signed by Governor DeSantis. Well, on Tuesday, Dyer said the city intends to comply with state and federal immigration enforcement laws. I guess so. Dyer also confirmed Orlando police officers were in the process of training with ICE to provide assistance. Pretty smart decision, I would think, on his part here. Just real quickly here, Powerball tonight, $113 million, $50.6 million. Cash going out the door. Play wisely. Good luck to you.
I'm John Saucier. California is suing the Trump administration, looking to block the president's tariff agenda. California Governor Gavin Newsom slamming congressional Republicans for allowing it.
No rationale, no plan, no conscience to what it's doing to real people. No consideration of congressional responsibility. Where the hell is Congress? Where the hell is Speaker Johnson? Do your job.
Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick telling Fox News Channel he appreciates President Trump's approach on global trade.
I think the president's focus on getting fair deals and really bringing together allies like Japan, like Australia, like Europe, and isolating China is a critical path.
Chinese President Xi Jinping visiting Vietnam this week looking for support. The Trump administration says other countries have treated the U.S. unfairly. America's listening to Fox News.
This week at Macy's, use your coupon or Macy's card and get an extra 20% off just in time for Valentine's Day. Save on top of already great deals, like 35 to 55% off dazzling diamonds, gemstones, and more. And sleek handbags and wallets from Kipling, Nine West, Inc., and more top designers, now 25% off. Plus, Star Money bonus days are going on now. Learn more at Macy's.com/StarMoney. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now.
.534 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, enjoying this Wednesday afternoon. I hope you are as well. It's a beautiful day out there. If you're thinking about maybe heading to the island, green flags will greet you over there. Yep, Rick currents are extremely low this afternoon, so enjoy yourself. Always swim in a protected area, though, if you're going over there. Let's dig into sports here in just a second. Before we do that, if you don't mind, I'm going to give you an update here on the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, starting in 21 days on May 7th, you must have a real ID compliant state issued driver's license or state ID card. That is, if you want to take a domestic flight out of PNS. The earliest alternatives are really, and the easiest alternatives are to use a valid passport or that passport card. If you have one of those, you can use it for identification at TSA checkpoints. Children under 18 do not need identification when traveling within the U.S. I like this. As water temps heat up, it is time manatees start to arrive in the panhandle from South Florida, making her way up north here. Mm. Boaters need to keep an eye out for the manatees along our beaches and coastal waterways. In 2024, the Panhandle Manatee Program reported over 150 manatee sightings in the Perdido Bay watershed and over 50 sightings in the Pensacola Bay watershed. New cruise line making its way to Mobile. How about that?
Yeah.
One of its stops starting in 2026, American Cruise Lines handles a fleet of smaller ships offering coastal and river tours. Well, beginning in March 2026, Mobile will be one of six ports for their tour from New Orleans to Pensacola.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Well, in fact, there's a lot of sports news swirling around the Sunshine State today, starting with the Dolphins trying to move on from a veteran defensive back. That's according to General Manager Chris Greer, who told the media yesterday that the team is looking to deal Jalen Ramsey. Of course, the defensive back is a seven-time Pro Bowler out of Florida State, but he has not requested a trade.
Okay, Escambia Tourism Development Council is chipping in $2 million. On a proposed football stadium over UWF.
This facility will be a community asset that can serve as a venue to host band competitions, outdoor concerts, high school football games, as well as other community events.
Okay, that's UWF President Dr. Martha Saunders addressing the TDC at a meeting yesterday afternoon. Well, the Wahoos had a rough start in game one of their current road trip. Columbus down, Pensacola 3-0. They'll do it again tonight. And here's your latest Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports update.
Butler and Morant. Nice cut. Green couldn't finish, but Butler does. Butler did it. It's Butler with a drive. The lean into Payne. 34 for Jimmy Butler. Butler thinking three. Shot clock at six. He'll put this over Payne. 38 points for Jimmy Butler.
On TNT, his nickname is Playoff Jimmy. Jimmy Butler scored 38 points for the Warriors Tuesday in his first postseason game with Golden State. Steph Curry added 37, 75 points combined. Golden State advanced to the Western Conference playoff bracket with a 121-116 win against Memphis. The Warriors will play the Rockets. Game one Sunday in Houston. The Grizzlies will get another chance to make the playoffs Friday. They'll need to beat the winner of tonight's play-in game between the Mavericks and the Kings. In the Eastern Conference play-in last night, the Orlando Magic got 26 points from Cole Anthony off the bench and beat the Atlanta Hawks by 25 points, 120-95. Orlando moved into the playoffs for the second straight season. They'll face the reigning champion Boston Celtics in the first round, Game 1 Sunday in Boston. The Hawks, who lost Trae Young late in the game to an ejection after he got a second technical foul, will try to make the playoffs Friday when they'll face the winner of tonight's play-in between the Heat and the Bulls.
6 seconds left in the third period. It's mission accomplished for the Columbus Blue Jackets. Jet Greaves, two shutouts in the last three games, and the Jackets stave off elimination yet again.
On FanDuel Sports Network Columbus, the Blue Jackets shut out the Flyers 3-0 in a must-win game. The Blue Jackets have one game left in the regular season tomorrow. For Columbus to make the playoffs, it needs the Montreal Canadiens to lose their final game tonight at home against the Hurricanes. If this happens, the Blue Jackets then would need to win Thursday at home against the Islanders. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And since Jared was just touching on hockey, it's worth noting that the Atlantic Division in the NHL is settled. The Lightning blasted the Panthers 5-1 to force Florida into the third spot. However, the Maple Leafs shut out the Sabres 4-0 to claim the division. Tampa wraps up the season as they take on the Rangers in New York tomorrow night.
Okay, one more first-round match of the NBA playoffs has been set, and it's a Florida team. Joe Morgan has more.
The defending NBA champions have their first-round opponent. Orlando pulled away from the Hawks in the NBA's play-in tournament Tuesday night, defeating Atlanta 120-95 to secure the seventh seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs and a date with the Celtics in the first round. Cole Anthony came off the bench for the Magic and scored 26 points while adding 6 assists. Trae Young, who had 28 for the Hawks, received 2 technical fouls and an automatic ejection with under 5 minutes remaining in the game. Atlanta still has a chance to reach the postseason, as they'll take on Wednesday night's winner between the Chicago Bulls and the Miami Heat for the 8th seed. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
And to wrap up your sports segment, here is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook that knows how to treat you right. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I think the 5 best players in the 2025 NFL Draft are Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, Mason Graham, Ashton Jeanty, and Tyler Warren. And Carter, Hunter, and Graham are projected to go in the first 5 picks. As for Jeanty and Warren, it feels like the Heisman runner-up will get drafted by the Raiders with the 6th pick, and if I'm running the Jets, I would select Warren with the 7th pick. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? Go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers, subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Well, kind of a segue into from sports into the national scene here. The Department of Justice suing the state of Maine over refusing to ban transgender athletes from women's sports. We knew this was coming.
Yeah, they got to make a decision on this or not. We've been talking about this for three friggin' weeks.
Yeah, the lawsuit was announced by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi this morning. And as you were talking about, it comes almost 2 months after
I was a little off.
yeah, you weren't giving them enough credit. Comes after almost 2 months. From a public back and forth between President Trump and Maine Governor Janet Mills at the White House when they said that they'll see each other in court after Mills said Maine wouldn't comply with the president's executive order aimed at banning transgender athletes. Last week, a judge ordered a pause on a USDA funding freeze for Maine that was in response to the state's refusal to comply with the order.
All right, new trend on social media platform TikTok is challenging the luxury goods industry. My old station, Fox 11, KTTV in Los Angeles, Gina Silva has that story.
All over TikTok, Chinese influencers are taking viewers behind the scenes, exposing what they claim is the real origin of high-end luxury goods. The viral videos claim most designer products are actually manufactured in Chinese factories, with only the labels stitched on somewhere else. These videos began showing up all over social media after President Trump announced high tariffs on China. Professor Christopher Tang of UCLA's Anderson School of Management says these videos are shaking up traditional luxury branding and destroying consumer trust. He warns the videos may not be as honest as they seem.
And inflation fears are spooking Wall Street investors. We saw stocks sharply lower today. And Chairman of the Federal Reserve says he expects inflation to rise and economic growth to slow due to tariffs. Speaking at the Economic Club of Chicago, Jerome Powell said the Fed may find themselves in a tough situation where their goals to control inflation and support growth in the economy are in tension. Since Powell's comments, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 900 points.
Okay, a recent Senate Armed Services Subcommittee hearing focused on the threat presented by cybercrime and espionage. Kevin Urinsky has more in this Securing America.
South Dakota Republican Senator Mike Round said that
the importance of the cyber domain cannot be overstated.
Nevada Democratic Senator Jackie Rosen agreed, saying that the reason for that is because cyber threats are no longer occasional. They're a daily fact of life.
It is a national security imperative.
Lieutenant General William Hartman is the acting commander of U.S. Cyber Command.
Our adversaries are persistent and they are sophisticated. State-sponsored cyber actors from China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia pose significant threats to our critical infrastructure and military systems.
He says the ability to harness AI effectively will be a key to credible cyber deterrence. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, got several spots of note here. Do have some backups on North Davis Highway. This is going to be as you're passing UWF's main entrance, right as you're about to merge with Scenic Highway. Got some backups in that area still. Also have some on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards Palafox. Last major spot's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. We typically have congestion in that area, but because of an accident reported earlier, it is looking worse than usual. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 72 degrees, low of 55. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, high of 76, low of 65.
Okay, let me take you on a more larger scale here. We'll take a national look here. Severe weather expected in the central U.S. over the next couple of days. Janice Dean has more.
Another active weather pattern is setting up today through the weekend with several rounds of severe storms for the central U.S., large hail, damaging winds, tornadoes, and heavy rain, which will add on to the already flood-weary cities across the Tennessee, Mississippi, and Ohio River valleys. Meanwhile, winter is not over for parts of the Rockies in the Northeast. Critical fire weather danger returns to the southern high plains and the southwest, with dry, windy weather in the forecast through the weekend. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
All righty. And also wanted to touch on this very quickly here. The NAACP suing the Department of Education over efforts to eliminate DEI initiatives in schools. This is one of the main national stories we're touching on. The federal suit argues that the government's moves are discriminatory and unconstitutional and gave a chilling impact on efforts to make sure black students are given equal educational opportunities.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, 548, News Radio 92.3. Negotiators for Japan's government are meeting with President Trump today for talks about trade. Jared Halpern has more from the White House this afternoon.
President Trump says he'll attend a meeting along with the Treasury and Commerce Secretaries with Japan's economic minister. In a social media post, the president says Japanese representatives are at the White House to negotiate tariffs, the cost of military support, and trade fairness, adding hopefully something can be worked out, which is good for Japan and the USA. Japanese imports were hit with a 24% reciprocal tariff earlier this month before a 90-day pause was announced. Still, a 10% universal tariff applies, along with additional duties on auto exports. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Lyft is venturing over to Europe. The ride-hailing service announced Wednesday that it's acquiring Freenow. It's a European taxi app which serves 9 countries, including the United Kingdom, Ireland, and Italy. The company is currently owned by German automakers BMW and Mercedes-Benz. Lyft says the deal is worth nearly $200 million and is hoping to close on it later this year.
Mortgage rates lower today, just below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.88%, average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.29%. In more than 2 years, Jenny Casola has more on the story.
Retail sales rose 1.4% in March, a big improvement from February. Sales were up 4.6% from a year ago. Economists expected shoppers to stock up on things they needed last month to avoid price increases from tariffs. Those purchases included cars. Excluding autos, the monthly increase was just 0.5%. Also, tax refunds were coming in last month. The IRS says the average refund this year is 3.5% higher than last year. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
And New York Attorney General Letitia James being accused of mortgage fraud. The criminal referral to the Department of Justice comes from the White House. The Federal Housing Finance Agency accuses James of falsifying records to get sweetheart home loans for a Virginia property that she claimed as her principal residence in 2023. Now, this is just a referral, so no charges have been filed yet. James won a civil fraud trial against Trump for inflating the value of his real estate.
Okay, 550, 10 away from 6, News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for the ride home today. We do appreciate that. Microsoft is pushing a major fix for Windows 10 this week. It demonstrates the pressing need to upgrade to Windows 11, as the company will soon end its security updates for the older software version. Eben Brown has more on the story.
Windows 10 installations may be susceptible to hack attacks due to dozens of newly discovered security flaws, 6 of which Microsoft admits are being actively exploited. And those flaws allow those hackers to possibly take control of your computer or at the least access your data. A security patch already being pushed by Microsoft is supposed to fix it, but the need for a fix demonstrates what could still happen to Windows 10 beyond the coming October expiration date. While Windows 10 will still work on your computer after October, Microsoft won't be helping to plug up vulnerabilities discovered after that point. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, and here is your money now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Chinese online retailer Temu is dramatically slashing its online ad spending in the U.S. The company's ranking on Apple's App Store has also plunged following President Trump's tariffs on trade partners. Temu's parent, PDD Holdings, had previously been spending big on an online advertising blitz in recent years, including an ad in this year's Super Bowl. Stocks were lower today on Wall Street as a tech sell-off fueled losses. The Dow lost nearly 700 points. The S&P 500 was down by 2.2%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ lost more than 3%. CNBC is reporting roughly 20,000 IRS employees have expressed interest in accepting the Trump administration's latest deferred resignation offer. The IRS would shrink by nearly 20% if all staffers take the buyout. U.S. crude oil futures for May sit under $63 a barrel at $62.73. That's your money now.
All righty, 5:52. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. In just a couple minutes, we'll get some pop culture notes, some more frivolous stuff as we ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour. Coming up in just a couple minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem even I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. Over 17 million kids in America may not know where their next meal is coming from. That's one in five children. Yet billions of pounds of surplus food produced right here in America just get thrown out every year. That's more than enough to feed every last hungry child. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank by going to feedingamerica.org. Together, we can knock out hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about Governor DeSantis' press conference slash political hissy fit that he came to Pensacola to pitch yesterday and why his read of the local political reaction to him is so off. Gave Michelle Salzman a chance to respond to the allegations he made since he excluded her and her supporters from the room yesterday. Also, had an hour to spend with Mayor D.C. Reeves, a radio town hall where you asked your questions and he gave answers about all sorts of topics. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups, very minor, on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, and still have some on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard in the Tiger Point area. Last but not least, do have some issues still on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for the weather, sitting at around 72 degrees, going to be a low of 55 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny mostly clear, high of 76, low of 65.
Here's today's pop culture news.
I'll probably let that Brandy Looking Glass play. That was from 1968. That was a great track you were playing there.
I love that song.
Then you stepped on it. Okay, a singer from the Backstreet Boys is getting sued for sexual assault and allegedly infecting his accuser with STDs. Now, this is some dangerous stuff here. Fox's Michelle Polino all over this report.
Backstreet Boys' Nick Carter faces a new sexual assault lawsuit. A woman named Laura Penley alleges the 45-year-old singer sexually assaulted her between 2004 and 2005 when she was 19. The lawsuit claims Carter refused to wear protection despite her requests. Penley alleges she later contracted multiple STDs, including HPV, which led to cervical cancer. She claims Carter told her to keep the alleged assault secret because no one would believe her. Carter has denied all allegations through his legal team. This adds to several previous sexual assault allegations against the performer in recent years. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the fate of Fyre Festival 2 up in the air. A message on the event's website earlier today said it was postponed, but that message was later deleted. The festival was originally scheduled to take place May 30th through June 2nd in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. Earlier this month, officials in that area denied any such plans for the festival to take place. There existed. Founder Billy McFarland pleaded guilty to wire fraud charges related to the first Fyre Festival back in 2018.
There is a sucker born every moment, let me tell you. That thing is nothing but a big scam written on. If you're stupid enough to buy into that thing, listen, I got some wetland material in South Louisiana I want to talk to you about. Okay, listen, a legendary game show host has passed away, and I will tell you in all transparency here, I had a chance to work with Wink Martindale for many years in Los Angeles. And what a great guy. He was a real lover of animals, and he will be missed. Here's Monica DeLuca.
Wink Martindale has died at the age of 91. Fox News Digital confirmed Martindale was surrounded by family, including his wife Sandra, at the time of his death. He had a 74-year career in Hollywood, hosting a number of game shows like Tic-Tac-Doe, High Rollers, and Gambit. Wink had explained his unique name in 2014 to ABC News, saying one of his childhood friends had a speech impediment and pronounced his real name, Winston, as Winky. And then he shortened it to Wink when he got into the entertainment industry. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Yeah, we had a short stint when in my Young Buck days in Los Angeles, but I worked in KMPC with him in Los Angeles.
All right.
Great guy.
And apparently, comedian Nate Bargatze will host this year's Emmy Awards. He had a big year in 2024, selling more than 1.2 million tickets for his stand-up tour. Bargatze also hosted SNL for a second time last year. He said it's a huge honor to be asked to host such an iconic award show. The 77th Emmys will take place September 14th at the Peacock Theater in L.A.
Okay, it's one of those stories where you go, gosh, it's great, and gosh, it's not so great. And when I'm talking about a homeless man hit the jackpot, Lillian Wu explains.
A California man says he's not homeless anymore after scratching off a winning ticket worth $1 million. The lucky card allegedly came from Sandy's Deli Liquor in San Luis Obispo, where manager Wilson Salmon told local media the winner is a longtime customer who's also unhoused. Salmon telling KSBY, the winner asked him to take a look at the winning ticket, saying, oh my God, is this real? At first mistaking it for a $100,000 prize. Also that he drove the winner to Fresno to turn the ticket in. The winner says he hopes to use the money for a down payment on a home, for a car, and for savings. The California State Lottery says winners can expect a very thorough vetting process, which can take a few weeks to months. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All right, sales tax holidays coming. Saving money for entertainment, workers needing tools, parents shopping for back-to-school items, and just basic Floridians preparing for hurricane season. Beginning in 47 days, the Disaster Preparedness Tax Holiday, June 2nd through 15th, Freedom Holiday, July 1st through 31st, Back to Schools Holiday, August 1st through 10th, Skilled Worker Tax Holiday, August 29th through September 7th, and don't forget about the Hunting Season Tax Holiday, September 15th through October 19th. Austin Price, Chris Bryan, we'll be back in about 12 minutes on News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.